Stock, this is dictating on Brenda Moore, M-O-O-R-E, Moore Brenda. Date of birth is 2/17/53. Date of visit is 6/12/23. Please make a copy for Dr. Ricardo Hernandez, M.D. R-I-C-A-R-D-O, Ricardo Hernandez. H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Next paragraph. Dear Ricardo, thank you for sending Brenda Moore for evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 70-year-old female who has a past history for hypertension, has had a chronic cough for the past 6 to 8 months. The patient does not bring up much sputum, but complains of wheezing, and has had episodes of vomiting at times. She has used albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis and Tessalon pearls for cough. She denied chest pain, hemoptysis, fever, so chills. A chest x-ray done on chest x-ray done on 5/12/23 showed no acute lung infiltrate. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and degenerative arthritis, history of asthma and migraines, history for hiatal hernia. Surgery includes breast lumpectomy for benign disease and a hysterectomy, as well as carpal tunnel release bilaterally. She has been a hypertensive and has arthritis of the hip. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease and lung cancer. Mother died of renal failure. Next paragraph. Med list included included propranolol, 120 milligrams daily. Max salt, 10 milligrams daily. Topamax, 100 milligrams, 2 tablets daily. Loratidine, 10 milligrams daily. Montelukast, 10 milligrams daily. Tessalon pulse, 100 milligrams PRN. And sertraline, 50 milligrams, I just. Next paragraph. Family, I'm sorry, not family. Allergies to Voltaren. Next paragraph. System review of the patient. Can you mention habits? The patient never smoked. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next, system review. The patient has some fatigue, no fever, or weight loss. And denied weight loss. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has abdominal discomfort, heartburn, and has had rectal bleeding. She has leg cramps, no edema. She has hay fever and asthma. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle aches. She has headaches, numbness of the extremities. And no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. Physical exam. This is a averagely built elderly lady who's alert, no acute distress, no pallid cyanosis, ictus or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 120 over 80, pulse 92, respiration 16. Temperature 97.8. Heart rate is 91. HEND and non-phthalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous. Throat was clear. Ears non-inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Breath sounds are diminished at the periphery with occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart sounds regular. S1, S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. No calf tenderness, reflex of the month plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesion. Next paragraph, impression number one. Asthma with chronic bronchitis, number two. Hypertension, number three, degenerative arthritis. Number four is depression. And, next paragraph, planned patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and complete pulmonary function study. She will use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. Also advised to start on Wixela, 250 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff BID for a history of asthma. Follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. CBC, IgE level, and a complete metabolic profile ordered as well. And I'll make an addendum after her next visit. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Ricardo Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-Z. Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O. Thank you.